Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Then make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. So according to dictionary.com, cancel culture is, quote, the popular practice of withdrawing support for or canceling public figures or companies after they've done something considered objectionable or offensive. Of course, you know, they never define what objectionable or defensive is, but cancel culture is generally discussed as being performed on social media in the form of group shaming. The current spate of cancel culture radicals have already targeted the likes of Goya Foods, Mr. Potato Head, Dr. Seuss. The question is, as cancel culture rages, is it becoming a threat to our civility and to democracy itself? Joining us now to discuss the real threat of cancel culture is ethics professor Dr. Stephen Mintz. Dr. Mintz is the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. Dr. Mintz spent almost 40 years of his life in academia. Dr. Mintz, thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Dr. Mintz, you've said that cancel culture is a logical extension of the political correctness that has plagued society for many years. You say it's a trend that's likely to continue. I hope not, but it wouldn't surprise me if it does. Because of the power of social media, essentially, is why you think it's got so much staying power, right?
Right. It's just a way of making your point of view known and canceling other people or calling them out, another way of expressing it. And because of the anonymity of social media, it's a whole lot easier to do it that way than if you were talking to a person face-to-face.
I was going to say, I think that is in part because of that, because it's a lot easier to shame people when you can do it anonymously behind a fake, you know, Facebook account or a Twitter account, where you don't have to bear the consequences or the embarrassment for doing it, right?
Exactly right.
Do you think that this whole woke movement has impacted cancel culture as well? I mean, now it just seems trendy almost to cancel people.
Yeah. Well, if you're woke, you're aware, you're more aware of social justice issues, political issues, and presumably you're going to try to change them. But what happens is those who are woke, they are canceling others who do not agree with their points of view. So awareness of something doesn't really cause real change. In order to change what's going on in society or somebody else's view, you have to talk about it. You have to dialogue about it, come to an understanding about it, rather than stifle free speech. which is what the cancel culture is all about.
Yeah, well, and the other thing that I find, and I've always found so amusing about this whole woke and cancel culture, the whole, even political correctness, there's no room for disagreement anymore. The whole notion of agreeing to disagree, tolerance, they're intolerant. You can't tolerate the other person's opinion. You just have to stifle their opinion or force them to accept yours, or they're wrong. It's no longer we can agree or find common ground. It's no, you either agree with me or you're wrong, or you're an ist, you're a sexist, a racist, a bigot, etc. I mean, it just seems to me like free speech is being cast aside at the altar of cancel culture anymore.
Yeah. Well, expression, it's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
I think is very appropriate here. And there's no opening for debate, dialogue, civility, as you mentioned earlier on. That's all gone in society today. And we're so divisive as a society. This feeds into the cancel culture. It's us against them.
We're talking with ethics professor Dr. Stephen Mintz. You've written that cancel culture is alive and well in the workplace. You know, and I think there's some truth to that, although I think corporations should stay out of this. But you're seeing it alive and well in the workplace. How should a company handle situations that could end with an employee being canceled for their work culture? I mean, it just seems like this is another area where companies should stay out of this, shouldn't they?
Yes, they should stay out of it. But if you take, for example, Facebook and Twitter, they have specific points of view on social political issues. And if you work for those companies and you don't go along with their points of view, that's where you can be cultured. You can be canceled for your views. And that's happened before at both of those companies. And the thing is about a private company like Facebook or Twitter, these do not really come under the First Amendment protections. That is for censorship of speech by the government. But private companies are just that. They're private, so they can do whatever they want, and they can engage in this cancel culture phenomenon.
And I guess the only way to counter that is through the free market, is for, shoppers or people who engage in, the marketplace to say, we don't support that company, we're not going to buy their product, because it's like, the backlash against Goya Foods. They tried to cancel them and people went out there and bought more beans. I mean, that's really the only way to really fight back against this, right?
Right. And if there's one thing that's, I'll put it in quotes, good about the cancel culture, is that it does try to hold people and companies responsible, accountable for their actions. That's what got it all started, that people or companies can say or do things that are objectionable. And, a lot of times I'm asked, when did this all start, the cancel culture? It's kind of hard because it does go back to political correctness. It's an extension of it. But most people understand when I say the cancel culture got started, at least in, one example is the San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah.
Who I'm sure your listeners remember was a quarterback, and he kneeled down during the playing of the national anthem, and everybody took objections to that. He no longer had a position. Nobody would hire him, even though he had taken the 49ers to a Super Bowl. And to this day, he's been unable to get his position back. So that's kind of an extreme case of the cancel culture, but it was one of the first examples. And you have it. There is some good to it. When you take extreme cases like Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, and that whole affair, to be canceled because of their actions almost seems warranted because they were so, egregious.
Sure. They, I think, deserved it. In the case of Kaepernick, I mean, he was a distraction to the team. He was a loss of revenue, and he was a mediocre quarterback at best. So, plus, I mean, he was just too much baggage. It got to a point with him that he wasn't worth it.
Right.
Do you think it's a form of cancel culture to rename these historical buildings and schools? I mean, that seems like all part of it. They're renaming things because of the quote-unquote stigma of what those names used to represent. But they're taking it to an extreme. I mean, they're renaming Thomas Jefferson schools and George Washington because they were, heaven forbid, they were slave owners. Well, you know what? Back in the day, but that doesn't mean you erase your history.
Right, right. I mean, how are young people to learn if we shut off all dialogue rather than promote it?
Right.
In other words, use it as a teachable moment. And we lose that opportunity to do that when we just change the name of the building or take down the monument.
Right, a statue, exactly. I mean, that's even in the Soviet Union, they leave up the statues. They create a statue hall, if nothing, a park that's dedicated to it, so people can go and they can remember and learn from the histories of their past, former Soviet Union, rather. A recent example of the cancel culture is the controversy over whether Simon & Schuster should withdraw support for publishing a book by former Vice President Mike Pence. There's been a lot of groups, organizations that are saying that Pence shouldn't be able to write a book because of his political views and because of some of the stances that he's taken. But you know what? I mean, who cares? If you don't want to buy his book, don't buy his book, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's just so extreme, so far out there. Whatever happened to free speech?
Right.
Can't write a book about your point of view, your experiences anymore, because they go against the prevailing culture. It's crazy. It's gotten to extremes, really bad extremes.
But this is the left. This is what we have to deal with today. Thank you for joining us this evening, Dr. Mintz. If folks are interested in reading your book, again, it's called Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. It can be found at Stephen Mintz, that's M-I-N-T-Z, ethics.com, correct?
Right, or on Amazon.
Or on Amazon. Fantastic. Well, thank you again for joining us tonight, Doctor. Carry on the fight, my friend. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, you always hear these cases of cancel culture. I just got reminded of the latest. Warner Brothers has canceled Pepe Le Pew. So I looked on their Facebook page. There's a great comment right at the top. It says, "I'm so glad Warner Brothers has canceled. My children are now safe. Now my son can get back to playing Grand Theft Auto, where he just set a hooker on fire so he didn't have to pay her." That's cancel culture, folks. Right there for you. Oh, these people are crazy. We'll be taking your calls at 8:45, but coming right up, Michael Austin will join us to discuss the dangers of critical race theory, and who knows, might make a very special announcement. Cancel culture. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!